Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Oh, boy. Welcome back. New year. Same champion, though. You won last year.
Mahalo.
We're going to open up on the Sony Open this year for Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Because
you were just there. You should have stayed.
Should have stayed in Honolulu. But
how many days would that have been?
You unfairly made me come back to work.
That's true. How many days would that have been? 23 weeks there?
23 weeks?
No, 3 weeks, right?
I was there for nine days.
So 3 weeks, you would have been in Ua'i. That's still fun. I know I said it on Ross Patterson Revolution the other day that a year is too much, but you can go a good 6-7 months and it'd still be great.
I think I got a decade in me.
In Ua'i?
In Honolulu.
So you made some picks last week to the crowd, and you threw it out there.
I made a pick, yeah.
You made a pick. Who was it?
We went Justin Thomas. Didn't show up, really.
No, he didn't. Who ended up winning that tournament?
The favorite, John Rahm.
No shit.
Yeah, John Rahm came in with his caboose and his club foot.
And he ran down
with his club foot, Colin Morikawa.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Chased him down.
Blew a massive lead.
Well, it was in one of those sitches where he played earlier in the day and then just shot like 10 under or something like that?
He shot 10 under. He wasn't that far behind. I think he was like one or two groups behind Morikawa.
Okay.
It's just a birdie fest, and Morikawa shot one under. I think he bogeyed three straight holes, which he was the only golfer in the entire tournament to do that. You can't do that at Kapalua.
No, you sure can't. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. The reason why we do this show is these golf picks and these odds are high. Mm-hmm. It's like a little tiny lottery winner every single week. I think we won 7 combined last year. You won 7 on your own the year before.
Only 3 last year.
Yeah.
By myself.
By yourself, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we're hoping to do better this year for you guys. Let's start off with your picks here. Who you got this week?
All right. So going back to the basics, we're going back to lottery tickets.
Okay.
Because, you know, last year we were getting too involved in the competition. I was trying to, you know, actually pick winners, but we're getting back to value. We're getting back to Danny Value.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got 3 straight winner plays, no top 10s, no top 20s this week, just 3 winner plays.
Wow. That is mighty, mighty big of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First televised episode of the year.
A lot of people talking shit in the chat.
Tons. It's hard. It's
like,
hard
I'm
to
sorry
pick
I only
winners.
Won 3 times last year.
It's because you won. You set the bar too high the first year. You won 7 and then...
And I don't like doing that in my life. I always try to set the bar on the ground so I could step over.
Yes, you do. And you ruined it by winning 7 the first year and then only 3 this. So, yeah, dude, we'll see who you are. Who you got this week? Who are your 3 winners?
All right. So, we're going middle of the pack for like a realistic winner play.
Okay.
33-1, K.H. Lee.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we're going just sheer value. 80-1, Chris Kirk.
Ah.
And 100-1.
Whoa.
Russell Knox.
That's too much.
Yeah.
That's too much. How do you spell that last name?
Knox.
Knox. Okay.
Yeah, K-N-O-X.
I thought you said nah. I've never heard of this human being, so I'm going to ask
Knox.
Again. Yeah.
He's a Scot.
Is he?
He's a Scot.
He's not going to win this. It's too warm. It's too fucking hot
out there.
Played
well there last year.
Did he?
Yeah.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
Good course record.
Man, I was on this island life with you, by the way.
It's beautiful. I saw this golf course, by the way.
I'm talking about.
I was up in the mountains. I was walking around, and I overlooked the golf course. I'm like, oh yeah,
yeah,
there it is.
I'm talking about who you picked,
Cage Lee.
Yeah, I had him in mind. I'm going with the Islanders all across the board. I think this is one of those tournaments where you have to be.
Cage Lee's Korean.
That's what I'm saying, dude. He's from an island. He's from an island. Okay, South Pacific. They're used to this weather. You said it yourself. There's a lot of Asians over there, right?
There were. Yeah. It was paradise.
Yeah.
It's paradise. As a man who loves himself an Asian woman.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's where I'm going this week. I was going all Asians. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah. Dead serious. Sungjae. You got to throw him in the mix. I know he's 14-1.
He's like the second favorite.
Yeah. But it's, again, all Asians except for, I'm not going.
You're not going with the favorite.
I'm not going Hideki. I'm not going with the favorite. Well,
Hideki. He won last year. Yeah. Yes. No, the favorite is Tom Kim.
It's Tom Kim. Correct. Yes. So I wanted to,
our
but
sweet
he,
boy.
He is the favorite. And so we don't really like
I don't
to go
like
for the
favorite.
The only one that I will put in the favorite still when it gets later on down the road is Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
He looked good last week as well.
He did. No one's really talking about him this year.
No.
It's like, golf is, it's a what have you done for me recently sport.
Well, it's also
very unfair,
but it's also a sport that starts like in the middle of the NFL playoffs. So like me mentally, I'm not there yet for golf. Like,
now, Hawaii signals the start of the season in my eyes.
For you, yes.
And I think for many, the waste management might because A,
it does.
It's right before the Super Bowl, goes right into it. B, this year, they're going to release that PGA Tour, like Drive to Survive Netflix series.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are going to hop on golf now just because of the series. Because the same thing happened with F1.
It sure did. And so much so that I don't know if you know this, but Fox is also doing a doc series on F1 as well. Mm-hmm. So like, I think that's formula for getting people interested in sports is very, very smart. I mean,
Tennis just did one too.
Yeah. But even go back to like Last Chance U and all that shit. Like that'll bring in people who don't necessarily care as long as there's a good story behind it.
Oh, I follow guys from Last Chance U all the time.
Yes.
Look how he went to UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't start though.
But you're happy about it. You're like, at least he got a scholarship or maybe some money or whatever it is. But yeah, I'm going all Asians this week here. I had KH Lee as well. And I feel like I should change it.
So you're going KH Lee, Sungjae, and who's your third?
Yeah, I was going to. God damn it, dude. I was going to say Tom Kim, but I can't because he's the favorite.
He is the favorite.
And it's like that.
So
that
this
hurts
course,
my feelings.
It favors, though, you got to be accurate off the tee. It doesn't really matter how long you are, especially with, altitude and everything. Just like the ball just flies farther.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter how far you hit.
No. But those were the guys, those were the three I was going to go. I don't like Hideki because he fucked me, and I don't believe in him.
So, he won this last year.
I know he did, and I can't pick that either. Because how many times that happened? Last year, it happened once.
Back-to-back on the same
just
tournament?
One, yes, one guy.
Sam Burns went back-to-back.
Not last year.
No, he won the Valspar back-to-back year.
Yeah, but...
that's what I'm saying. Hideki won
this
tournament last year, so it would be back-to-back.
It would be, but there's only one guy to do it in the last couple of years, so I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in Hideki. I think he's a loser.
Okay.
I think he's a fucking loser.
He's like the Tiger Woods of Japan, so.
Well, that's not that hard, you know?
I guess not.
Blackpink is playing at Coachella, so what do we say about that? Isn't that the K-pop band that Giorgio loves? It's all chicks, right? Don't even start
now
with this fucking music.
Is K-pop big in Japan? I don't know.
I don't know where it's big at. I feel like I'm being trolled in America.
Korea.
Yeah, besides Korea. You know what I'm saying? Like... There's U.S. artists that are like Tom Cochran, singer of Life is a Highway. People love Tommy Cox. Mm. No, they
all
do,
right,
Giorgio.
Giorgio, stop adding your sound effects into my show. You are not pre-authorized to do
it.
So.
He's on the ones and twos, dude. But I think we got a winner here. So, all right, I'm going to go against my will here. I'm going to say Tom Kim. Because if that completes
so
my
you're going with the two favorites.
No.
And then
they're
my
Asians.
Pick.
They're Asians, dude.
The
Damn
two
it.
Favorites, and then you're stealing one of my picks.
I said I was going all Asian because I believe in the island life, and that's what it is, dude.
Now,
you have to be Asian to win this tournament.
I don't want to, get people excited, but yesterday I told Brian Urlacher my... kind of value pick in Russell Knox at 100-1.
Yeah.
And I gave him away that pick. First time I did that was the Farmers before he was on the show, and I told him Luke List.
Yes.
And Luke List won the
yes,
Farmers.
Yes, he did. He did.
So, I mean, if history repeats itself.
And every time he's come on, he'll be like, hey, who does that dude has the golf picks? What's his
I know.
Pick?
Yeah. So if like Russell Knox hits, I don't think he has to fight me.
No. I think you're fine on that.
Yeah.
By the way, we will be at the Waste Management here in, what is that?
A couple weeks. Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, 4 weeks from today.
I'm excited.
Today.
So come find us.
Come find us. We'll be out there because there you can get.
I'll go in the box and everything, but like I'll be walking amongst the people.
Same. I'll go out as well because it's an all day thing and like it's fun to walk around and see all the holes and
follow
and all
some
your
groups.
Favorites. Yeah, dude. So I'll go out as well. Now with that, it's super cheap there as if you're in Gen Pop. So if you're just buying a ticket for the day, you can even get them on drinkingbrostickets.com. Just come and find us. We'll be on 17, I believe, on Saturday. And then...
which is the best hole, by the way.
It's what it's
like 16 is fun. It's, party. Yeah. It's the party hole. It's the college hole. Yeah. But it's the adult party, 17.
Yeah, I heard it's got a luxury suite and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And it's the best hole.
And Urlacher, by the way, I don't think we told this story on the show, but he was like, hey, dude, I'm not going to go to 16. And I go, wow. Well,
which I get.
I go, we got tickets for 17 on Saturday.
It's a fucking
madhouse. And he goes, oh, well, 17, I'll go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, cool. And I think, Giorgio, were you on that phone call earlier? Is Chuck Liddell coming with us?
Potentially. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
If Charles comes, that'll be a fucking rager, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come find us. We'll be walking around all day.
Especially me and Giorgio. I'm sure we're going to get our drinks in the box, but I mean, all the fine ladies are going to be out and about. So,
oh, there's going to be tons. I think we're right by ASU as well. I just got
it
the Airbnb.
It doesn't matter where.
The
entire term is just full of
hot ass women.
Yeah, I mean, you got Phoenix, you got Tempe, you got Scottsdale.
Where will you guys disappear to that week?
I hope that's never to come back to Austin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some divorcees in Scottsdale that
tons.
I think Giorgio could probably.
Tons.
Like he could land and then eventually never have to work a day
again,
in his life.
Yeah.
No, we just pay somebody to come pack up my belongings and ship them out.
Especially,
do you
I
have
mean,
belongings
with,
that are even worth shipping out?
Yes.
Okay.
But obviously you're not getting married to them because they would not get the alimony anymore if you married them.
Yeah, you exactly. can't do that. You can't do that.
But
that's
you are
the rule.
Just the boyfriend who collects the checks.
Yep.
Or I'm young enough to be adopted.
So I got... that's that, and then you're just fucking your mom at that point. That's how that works, by the way, if you mm-hmm. get adopted. She's your mom. Giorgio, I did have a buddy who did your dream life, and that's, he just lives on boats and does that whole thing. Very, very powerful divorce. And, that's how it worked for the two of them. They had an agreement that, hey, I love you. You're going to be my partner in this life. Mm-hmm. However, if we get married, then those alimony payments stop. So we can never do that.
Yeah. Yeah. We should carry this on after Dan's show.
You're fine with it, right? Well, I'm just saying before we go to the Waste Management, we got to get it out
right.
in the open
but
here.
But Giorgio also doesn't want that kind of commitment anyway, so it works out in his favor.
In his favor, okay.
What I'm committing to is coming to the Waste Management and giving you the best darn programming that I can bring you.
Sure are. Sure mm-hmm. are. Mm-hmm. And we'll be live from there, so we'll give you the golf picks from there,
yeah.
and then we'll be there. So it's, you know, as soon as these hard AF Celsius start going down, I'll be able to scream at the fucking players, because mm-hmm. that's moving day.
That's moving day.
Saturday's moving day.
And I mean, worst case scenario, maybe we take things into our own hands.
Yes, which I asked you to do.
I just couldn't get the Patrick Cantlay.
Still the greatest call of my life.
I was at the BMW. I was on 18. I was trying to get to him because little did you know, I also had a live ticket on Scott Stallings to win the fucking BMW that would have paid out $4,000.
Speaking of Scott Stallings, did you see the Masters guy?
The Masters, yeah.
Did they do anything with that?
I mean, if I was the other Scott Stallings, I would have just shown up. Like, I got an invite. Here's my invitation.
So a random Scott Stallings got a invite to play at the Masters this year. And he was super nice, whoever it was, and said, hey, I don't think this is for me. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know who the golfer was. And I guess looked him up and was able to get the shit back to yep. him. Now, the Twitter and everybody else said,
DM'd
hey.
Him. Yeah.
But Twitter and everybody else was like, this guy should get Masters tickets for life for doing this.
The Masters doesn't really play that game.
They sure don't.
They're their own entity.
They sure
their own
don't. Yep.
Government, really.
Yeah, they are. They are. And it's a magical place.
They
deserve
have
their own
more
government.
Power than the U.S. government. I don't know.
I would say yes. I would say yes, they do.
Maybe not the U.S. government, but a lot of, like, most countries' governments.
It's the most beautiful place I've ever been to in the United States of America. So if that is our real government, or if that's what our little world is like, I'm all in for that.
That's the shadow realm?
Yes.
Right there?
It sure is. Yeah. I looked at my father because you can't take phones or anything in there because I took him for his birthday. And mm-hmm. I said, I don't, you know, I'm not a big religious guy, but if this is what heaven looks like and it's real when you die and all this stuff, perfectly fine with it. If it's mm-hmm. the Masters, perfect. I'm perfectly fine with it.
We're almost there.
We are. We're getting close, kids. Glad golf is back. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposits all the way up to $1,000. These are fun lottery tickets. Don't sleep on them. For Delco Dan, thanks for having me back for another year on your show. I'm Ross Patterson. This is Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. Good night, everyone. We'll see you on the links. That's it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.